Adventure Alley Productions presents to you The Crackpot Professor, episode number 5, A Black Day, with Jacob Brody as Professor Hassenpfeffer and Silas Johnson as Professor Zimmerman.
Oh my. Oh, it's morning already. Boy, but doesn't the night pass quickly? I wish I didn't have to get up, but as a professor, I have very vital things I must attend to, and victuals are primary. Breakfast! Now, put my slippers on. One, two. Ouch! Oh my! I had my slippers on the wrong feet! Silly me. Tisk, tisk. Let's correct that. Lefty on righty, and righty on lefty. There we go, all better. Now, into the day with a... My poor toe! Sleepiness makes me misjudge things. But, well. Time to eat. Oh, that was some supper last night. Oh, I just remembered. Zimmerman is moving in with us today. I don't know how I forgot such an important thing like that. But anyway, Miss Carrot! Miss Carrot!
Are you calling someone, Professor?
Yes, I wanted you to come here.
Okay, I'm here. I thought you wanted some orange veggies.
Well, I do want something to eat. Believe that healthy stuff for that newspaper girl.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you ever get yesterday's paper?
Yes. But I almost fell back into it after climbing out of the well. I wish you would become a better aim.
Yes. I have great difficulty reading the sports section. It always gets the wettest.
I didn't know you liked reading the sports.
Oh, well, my cousin's brother's son's friend's uncle is a professional NBA player.
Oh! Now, can you get my breakfast for me?
I guess so.
What do you mean, you guess so?
Never mind, I'll go get breakfast for you.
What a life with this secretary of mine. Well, it's better than a landlady. I don't even want to think about that anymore.
Here is your breakfast.
Oh my! You sure did that pretty fast.
Well, I had it cooking last night on low, so it would be ready this morning.
How do you do all that, flowerpot?
With a good mathematical knowledge and a very big bunch of patience.
I never knew you were a nurse. Really, Miss Parrot? What do you really do up in your room?
Oh, no, not that.
Then what?
Just eat your breakfast. Oh, I'm going to my room to cool off.
What a character. Well, let's take an advantageous leap at her skill and eat this stuff. I'm not bleeding. These forks are sharper than most people would believe. I poked my lip. I might as well not let this day start any worse. I'm going to go and get ready for the day. Better add one more ouch to that. Ouch! Oh, what a morning! Well, I guess some days just start out bad. But that doesn't mean you can't turn them into really good days. And that's what I'm going to do with this one. This faucet won't turn. As soon as I wash up, I'll be a new man. Oh, come on, you silly faucet. Turn. Turn already. I... Oh, it's no use. I can't do it with my hands. Huh. Now, let's see it. Oh, and up, knee, down here. I'll just get this wrench out from under the sink here. And give it a run for its money. Now, look out, sink. This time, your days are numbered. Come on. That's the way. There. Oh, no, 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 no. Stop, stop. Stop, stop spraying me. Oh, ah, wet. Oh, no. Oh, huh? What's that? Oh, no. Oh, that didn't sound good. The water stopped. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Hey, what's up?
What's the matter, Miss Parrot?
I was washing the dishes and then all of a sudden the water stopped running. And all the water got stuck down the drain. What's happening, Professor? And what was that weird creaking noise?
I don't know, Miss Parrot. I...
Help! Hey, what? Help! Hey, what? Help! Hey, what?
Help! Hey, what?
Cucumber, what's the matter?
I was just shaving myself in the bathroom upstairs, Professor. Hey, what? When all of a sudden, there was a loud creaking, and then the water stopped running and got sucked down the drain. Hey, what?
Oh, dear. It looks like it's happening all over the house.
What does it mean, sir? Hey, what?
I don't know for sure, Cucumber, but I think we've got some problems with our plumbing.
Oh, hey, what?
Here, I'll call the plumber right now.
That's a jolly good idea, sir. Hey, what?
Goodness, what a day for this to happen. With Zimmerman moving in and everything. Oh, dear. Ah, here's the phone. What?
Wow, that was quick service. Hey, what? The plumber is already calling back to tell you the problem. Hey, what?
What do you mean? I haven't even called him yet.
Oh, I forgot. Hey, what?
Hello?
Hello, Hossenpfeffer?
Oh, Zimmerman, how are you, dear chap?
Good. And you?
Well, we're having a few problems, but nothing to worry about.
Ah, I just called to let you know that I finished packing and loading the truck. So I'll be there in a few hours, okay?
Sure, okay. That sounds good.
Hossenpfeffer, are you sure you're all right?
Oh, of course. Why'd you ask?
You sound a little worried.
Worried? Why should I be worried?
Professor, you've got that telephone cord wrapped around your leg. Eh, what?
What? My leg?
Hossenpfeffer?
Oh, dear. Look, Zimmerman, I'll call you back later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Professor, can you come here, please?
Coming, Miss Parrot. I'll just... Oh, dear. Crazy telephone. Who invented it, anyway? I'll get it, Miss Parrot! Now, why did you have to go and trip into me, Zimmerman?
I'm sorry, but that doorstep is quite an obstacle.
Professor, is that someone at the door? I thought I heard...
Hey, mister!
Oh.
Where do you want me to move this truck?
Move the trucks into the driveway.
Professor, sir!
Professor! I think you might want to see all the stuff that Zimmerman is bringing in here.
All right, Bob, bring the truck over this way a little more.
He hit my sign!
Hey, Bob, watch what you're doing!
Hey, you ran over my sign!
Hey, said,
look at the size of that dresser! You'll never get through just the here, door!
Where's the other truck with most of my stuff?
It's coming right away!
What?
Hello, plumber!
Oh,
plumber.
Boy! What a day!
Here, can you give me a hand with this table, Hossenpfeffer?
Sure, Zimmerman. There. Now, I'll walk backwards.
Be careful, Professor.
Look out for your assistants, eh, what?
I'm watching.
Okay now, Hossen Pfeffer, let's turn for this corner. Hossen Pfeffer!
What? What? Oh no!
Professor!
Poor lamp, eh, what?
That was the lamp I got from my Aunt Hetty!
Oh, don't cry over it!
I'll pay you the money for the lamp if you want, Miss Parrot.
Oh, no, I guess it's all right. I'll put out the celery lamp for my Uncle Sassy in its place.
Come on, Hossen Pfeffer. Let's take this table up quickly and be done with it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you guys are going to take all day. Hey, what?
Oh, just be quiet. Okay, now we're going up the stairs. Okay, lift your hand up. No, more.
Mr. Professor, sir? Professor? Professor Hossen Pfeffer?
Oh, it's the plumber, Professor.
What do I care about plumbers at a time like this? Come on, Zimmerman, lift!
I can't, it's too much.
There you are. I just finished examining your corpse and everything.
Oh, no!
Hang on, Zimmerman. Hey, what?
I've had a lot of experience finding out
slipping.
The problem with this plumbing and so
forth. No, Zimmerman! Grab it firm!
From the looks of your puns and taking into account the year they were put in,
Professor, are you alright?
Speak to us, eh, what?
I don't think I've ever gotten this close to a lumberyard before.
My beautiful mahogany table that I got all the way from China. Ruined beyond recognition. Oh.
Well, what is it you want, Mr. Plumber? You're standing there with a face like a patient fish. Now, tell us, what caring and sympathetic words do you have to say?
As I was saying, from the looks of your pipes and all the rust that is on them and the general disarray...
Just tell me, what's wrong with them?
They're shot.
Oh, that's bad. Eh, what?
They're shot, huh? Can't you put in new ones?
I'm sorry, but taking into consideration the age of this house and, the removal of old material, it's just not manageable, sir. In order to do it properly, you would have to tear out all these walls.
It can't be done, eh?
Not practically.
Great. Just great.
There is one good thing, though, sir.
And what's that? Eh, what?
You won't have to pay your water bill no longer.
Oh, can you believe that, Miss Parrot? We no longer have any running water connected to this house.
Whatever are we going to do for water now?
Well, the only place that has water on this whole property is that well at the side of the house.
You mean that whenever we want to boil water for cooking and or to get something to drink, we have to go draw it out of that well?
That's right! Isn't that terrible?
That Mr. Frappolini must have known this place was falling apart when he sold it to me.
That's why he sold it. He and his employees probably just moved to a whole new location using the money I gave them. Ugh, it makes me so mad.
Here, Professor, a nice cup of tea to settle your nerves. This is the last of the water I got before the catastrophe.
Thank you.
Sugar?
Yes, 2 lumps, please.
Cream?
No, thank you.
Hello, eh, what?
Would you like a cream puff?
I believe I would, eh, what?
Not you, the professor.
Oh, eh, what?
No, thank you, Miss Parrot.
Oh, look, you're stirring that all the wrong way, eh, what? Let me have it, eh, what?
I believe I will stir my own. Now look what you did. You spilled it all over me.
Sorry, eh, what?
Professor, you're wasting all my good tea.
I am
not wasting. The cup is. I think I need some fresh air.
Good idea. It'll give me a chance to clean up this mess.
Want me to drive you around the lake, eh, what?
No. I'll just take a walk.
What's this about a walk?
I'm going to take one outside. Care to join me, old friend?
Certainly. What a perfectly splendid idea.
Have a good time.
Oh, we'll have a blast. Oh, what a day this has been. It feels good to get out and about and breathe in this fresh air.
Hopefully you'll get it out of your system.
With full hope, it could.
Oh, have you gotten your paper today yet?
No, I actually haven't. The only problem is that I never know when it is going to be arriving. Sometimes I get it right after it gets in the well. And sometimes it sits there and almost disintegrates.
Good morning, Mr. Hot Pepper!
Oh, there she is! Oh, she was about to throw the paper! I'll try to catch it before it goes in the well! Almost there! Oh, here it comes! Got it!
Good catch!
Oh, for once, something is going good!
Are you alright?
I think so, but I'm all wet.
What should we do?
You're going to try to help me for one.
I can't do too much by myself.
Well, why don't you go and get some more help from inside the house?
Oh, right. Good idea.
Water up to my neck. I'm suffering from a big bruise on my elbow. Yes, I'm all right.
Don't worry. We'll get you out somehow, Hasenpfeffer.
Have you kept the newspaper dry, sir? Eh, what?
What newspaper?
The one you caught, eh, what?
I'm down here, freezing to death, and all you can worry about is that ridiculous newspaper!
Sorry, eh, what? I am concerned, eh, what?
And how about showing a little more, eh, what?
Sorry, eh, what?
Let's stop yelling at each other, all right, Hasenpfeffer?
But he was...
Just stop it! We need to work together and get along, okay?
Okay. Sorry, Cucumber.
It's all right, sir, eh, what?
Now get me out of here!
Hasenpfeffer!
But I'm cold! If you don't hurry, there won't be anything left but hot and pfeffer stew!
Professor's right. How are we going to get him out of the well?
I know. Why don't we use my scarf from around my neck here?
Is it long enough? Eh, what?
Yeah, it's over 10 feet long. My grandmother knit it for me several Christmases ago.
A woolly knitter, was she?
Professor, there's no need to get grouchy. Just stay calm.
Come! How can I? Crazy old-fashioned well!
Oh. See what happens when you get angry, Professor? You only hurt yourself.
All right. But please get me out of here. Please?
We're working on it. Is your scarf ready, Zimmerman?
Yep. Here goes. Catch, Hasenpfeffer!
I can almost reach it. A little more.
I'll lean over.
Careful. Hey, what?
That's it. A little more.
All right.
I've got you, sir. Hey, what?
Hey! Don't throw that thing down here!
Pull me up!
Hey, what?
That was close.
Hey, what?
Thanks, Cucumber.
No problem, Prof. Hey, what? What's a cucumber for? Hey, what?
What happened to your scarf?
Help! There's a snake down here with me!
Don't worry, Professor. It's only Zimmerman's scarf.
Oh, wow. He was right. It is long.
I have an idea. Eh, what?
What is it?
Well, why don't we pull him up in the bucket? Eh, what?
No, no, I don't like that idea.
Come on, Hossen Pepper, give it a try.
Well,
I think the professor's right. He is a little overweight.
Oh, that's right. Eh, what?
What are you guys talking about? I'm not overweight at all.
Yeah, it's too bad. You'll have to think of something else, Cucumber.
Okay, eh, what?
Now just wait a cotton packing minute. I'm not fat. And what's more, I'll do it. That bucket could hold 10 Hossen Peppers.
That's what I thought.
Well, if you're sure, old boy.
I'm sure. I'm still young. Oh, there. I'm in. All the way.
Right-o. Hey, what?
Careful, easy.
I think you can stand to lose some weight, sir.
Hey, what?
Be quiet and haul. Hey, watch it. You almost lost me there.
Sorry, Hossen Pepper, but you're really heavy.
We can't push it up any farther. Professor, too much weight.
Wait! No, don't drop me!
It's slipping! Hey, what?
Sorry,
sir! Hey, what?
Wait, I know how we can get you out. I'll be right back! Don't go away!
Ha ha! Very funny!
Further. Stop. Good. Now lower it down.
What is going on? What's that siren? You're not going to make me get in an ambulance, are you?
Oh, please be quiet, Professor.
Well, I'm going to have to pay for it, and I... Oh my! What's that? What are you shoving down here?
What does it look like, Prof? Hey, what?
I don't know. Hey, it's a ladder.
That's right. Hey, what?
Zimmerman called the fire department to come and get you out with their ladder. Isn't that smart?
Yeah, but who's going to pay?
Grab onto the ladder now, Hossen Pfeffer.
All right. Don't rush me. Goodness, something to step on again. This is great. Oh, this is a good idea, I think.
Grass
under my feet! I'm finally out! That was a terrible experience!
But at least now nothing worse can happen, hey, what?
I don't know. Just send that truck away.
Okay, you can go now, guys. Thanks for the help.
Here, let's help you to the house, Professor.
Oh my! I suddenly feel dizzy. Very dizzy.
It must have been because you climbed that ladder so fast.
Yeah, you've got the dreaded bends, eh, what?
What?
Decompression syndrome, eh, what?
Will you just leave me alone, Cucumber?
We'll help you, Professor.
Oh, I can hardly see a thing in front of my face. Oh, are we almost at the side door?
Yes, Professor.
Good.
Hossen Pepper, look out for the doorpost!
What? Why the doorpost? Why? No. Oh, don't you go
on. Watch yourself.
Zimmerman told you to look out.
No, don't. She can climb that ladder.
I told you to look out.
Man,
must have a headache.
A Black Day was brought to you by Adventure Alley Productions. You heard Jacob Brody as Professor Hossen Pepper, Silas Johnson as Professor Zimmerman, Violet Peterson as Miss Parrot, Robert Neal as Captain Cucumber, Harold Rosenberg as the Plumber, Samantha Carter as Mrs. Puffer, Mary Olson as the Paper Girl, and Jonah Connor as the driver of the moving truck. This episode of The Crackpot Professor was written by Silas Johnson, Jacob Brody, and Violet Peterson. And I'm Timothy Spencer. Come back next time for episode number 6, Miss Parrot's Dilemma.